ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। दिस मॉर्निंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट 19। न हि अच्युतम् प्रणयतो बहुआयासो सुरात्मजा आत्मवत् न सॉरी आत्मत्वात् सर्वभूतानां सिद्धत्वात् इह सर्वत। नहि अच्युतं प्रणयतो बहुआयास सुरात्मजा आत्मत्वात् सर्वभूतानां सिद्धत्वादिह सर्वत। न हि अच्युतं प्रीणयतो बहुआयास सुरात्मजा आत्मत्वात् सर्वदेही भूतानां सिद्धत्वातिह सर्वत। नहि अच्युतं प्रियमतो बहुआयास सुरात्मजा आत्मत्वात् सर्वभूतानां सिद्धवत्तातिह सर्वत। माताजी, वर्ड फॉर वर्ड्स, नॉट ही इंडीड अच्युतम द इनफेलिबल सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। प्रणयत satisfying. Bohu much. Ayasaha endeavor. Osuro Atmaja, O sons of demons. Atmatvat, because of being intimately related as the super soul. Sarvabhutanam, of all living entities. Siddhvatvat, because of being established. Iha, in this world. Sarvataha, in all directions. In all times. And from all angles of vision. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation.
Prabhuji, aapka chashma hai kya?
My dear sons of demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, is the original Super Soul, the Father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing Him or worshipping Him under any conditions. Whether one is a child, one be a child, or as an old man. The relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord. Please repeat after me. My dear sons of demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, is the original Super Soul, the Father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing Him or worshipping Him under any conditions. Whether one be a child or an old man, the relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord. Purport. One may ask, one is certainly very attached to family life, but if one gives up family life to be attached to the service of the Lord, one must undergo the same endeavor and trouble. Therefore, what is the benefit of taking the trouble to engage in the service of the Lord? This is not a valid objection. The Lord asserts in Bhagavad Gita 14.4, Sarvajonishu Kaunteya Murtayah Sambhavanti Ya Tasam Brahma Mahajanir Aham Bija Pradah Pita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. The Supreme Lord Narayana is the seed-giving father of all living entities, because the living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Mamai Vangsho Jivaloke Jivabhuto Sanatana. As there is no difficulty in establishing the intimate relationship between a father and son, there is no difficulty in re-establishing the natural intimate relationship between Narayana and the living entities. Salpamapi Asya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. If one performs even very slight devotional service, Narayana is always ready to save one from the greatest danger. The definite example is Ajamil. Ajamila separated himself from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing many sinful activities and was condemned by Yamaraj to be very severely punished. But because at the time of death, he chanted the name of Narayana, although he was calling not for the Supreme Lord Narayana, but for his son named Narayana, he was saved from the hands of Jamaraj. Therefore, pleasing Narayana does not require as much endeavor as pleasing one's family, community and nation. We have seen important political leaders killed for a slight discrepancy in their behavior. Therefore, pleasing one's society, family, community and nation is extremely difficult. Pleasing Narayana, however, is not at all difficult. It is very easy. One's duty is to revive one's relationship with Narayana. A slight endeavor in this direction will make the attempt successful, whereas one will never be successful in pleasing his so-called family, society and nation, even if one endeavors to sacrifice his life. The simple endeavor involved in the devotional service of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord, can make one successful in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore bestowed his blessings by saying, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtana. If one wants to derive the actual benefit from this human form, he must take to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Mukham karti vachalam pungum langhaya divyam jat kripatamam vande Shri Gurum dinotaranam paramananda madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami narrating the story of Prahlad Maharaj. And in this chapter 6, Prahlad Maharaj's teachings, his classmates, the demon students, and there are 28 verses. He continually spoke on different subjects about materialism, money, home, family, women, bondage, and devotion to the Lord. In this particular shloka, he is talking about the easy method of pleasing the Lord, Prinayato. And he said, Ayasa is very easily performed. It is not very difficult to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Bhakti Yoga. And he said, why? Because atmatvat siddhatvat. Atmatvat means very closely related, intimately related. And siddhatvat, Sri Sri Gaunita, Sri Sri Radharaj Bihari, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji ki jai. Siddhatvat is because of being established. Siddhanta boliya chitte na karo alos, iha hoite Krishna lage sudriro manas. Kobiraj Goswami says, the siddhanta, the evidences about the devotional service should be understood philosophically. And from understanding the theoretical philosophy enables one to practice devotional service firmly. Iha hoite Krishna lage sudriro manas. Firm conviction is brought by understanding the depth of science of devotional service. Siddhvatvat and atmatvat. There is the relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Lord is very intimate. Prabhupada says like son and father. So as father is intimately related to the son, Prabhupada gave the example, suppose the son of a multimillionaire loitering in the street of Bombay and begging from shop to shop for little bread, or begging in the traffic. So if someone sees that he is the son of a particular person and he became crazy, or not proper in mind, so he can give him 10 rupees or 5 rupees, or he can take him to his father. And if he understands, he identifies himself as the son of that particular multimillionaire father, so he can enjoy. So similarly, it is very easy to re-establish. Re-establish means we have forgotten. Krishna bhuliya jib bhagavancha kare nikatastha mayatare japatiya dhare. So we are being attacked, or Sridharma Swami Maharaj used to say, smack down, japatiya dhare. So there is no escape. Like somebody very bodybuilder, like Chanur Mustik, if they catch like this, one person cannot move. So maya, japatiya dhare, is very tightly grasped, like crocodile. Somebody is in the mouth of crocodile. So the crocodile has very sharp teeth around, up and down. And if it like this, nothing can go out. So the maya crocodile has grasped all the living entities. Japatiya dhare. Daivihesha mama maya durottaya. Durottaya means insurmountable. Nobody can escape. So living entity, Krishna bhuliya, forgetting the eternal relationship with the Supreme Person, trying to enjoy in this material world. Ichha desha samuthina, dvandva mohena bharata. Dvandva and moha, it came in the mind of the pure living entity. Because Krishna is achyuta, but living entity is chuta, fallible. Even in pure condition, it can fall. Krishna is Vibhu and Jiva is Anu. Krishna is Ishwar and Jiva is Ishitabhya. Ishwar means controller and Jiva is controlled. Jiva, Ishwar is Bhokta. Jiva is Bhagya. And Ishwar is all powerful and Jiva has no power. Nishaktik. So in this way, if living entity can understand his position and Lord's position, the Paramatma, then he can understand that really I am servant. Jiv Krishna Das. Ei Bishwas. Korle to ar dukkho nai. Radha Krishna bol re shabai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if living entity one day understands he is Krishna Das, then all his miseries will be mitigated. What kind of miseries we have? We have no miseries when we have money. But money cannot mitigate miseries. With money you can try to nullify or stop the misery. But after one misery gone, another misery may come again. Going to come. Because this padam padam jadvipadam and dukkhalaya mashashatam. So the person who understands that I am giving so much service to my society, my family members, my nations, my country, but I am not happy. Prabhupada says, we have seen big political leader. There was little discrepancy in his service. He was shot. He was killed. So, you cannot satisfy with all endeavor to satisfy our body, the family members, the society, the country, the nation. That's why it said, if one can sacrifice one person in the family, he can sacrifice the whole family. If one can sacrifice the whole family, one can sacrifice the whole village or city. If one can sacrifice the whole village, one can sacrifice the whole country. If one can sacrifice the whole country, he can save himself. So that means one has to understand that I have nothing to do with material affairs. Nitya Krishna Das. Not today Krishna Das and then after some time not. So once, like the example is given, one tries to satisfy different parts, different organs of the different senses of the body, and body becomes weak. But if one satisfies the body through satisfying the tongue, then the whole body is nourished. Similarly, if one wants to satisfy a plant, nourish a plant, and gives water to the bunches and leaves, the plant is going to die one day. But if somebody is intelligent enough to put water to the root, put some manna, some earth in the root, that way it is nurturing the plant. This way the plant will be satisfied, nourished. Yatha taron mulo nishachanena trippanti tat skanda bhujaposhaka. Taror mulo nishachanena, by giving water to the root. Tat skandha, trunk, bhuja, branches, uposhaka, branches, and twigs, leaves will be satisfied. And prana upaharat, the giving food to the stomach, the life energy can be nourished. So it says, Bet kahe sambandha obidheya prayojan. Sambandha obidheya and prayojana. And Krishna is prapya sambandha. Bhakti prapya sadhan. So one has to understand the sambandha obidheya prayojan. It says, Siddhvatvat. One has to, like, he says, Krishna is the prapya. So that is Siddhanta. And bhakti is prapya sadhan, is obidheya. So Siddhvatvat and Atmatvat, two words here. So Siddhanta means Krishna, all the Vedas, four Vedas, all are saying the same thing. Krishna Sambandha. And then from the Vedas there are Puranas. All the Puranas saying the same thing. And there are so many Dharma Shastras by so many Rishis and Munis. At least 20, like Manusmriti. They are saying the same thing. Then there is the Gyanis saying so many things as Gyana, to promote Gyana. They are called philosophers, Darshanik. They are also supporting Bhakti. The Karma also supporting Bhakti. Somewhere Karma is being promoted in the Karma Kanda section. So karma, jnana and bhakti, it is defined in the Vedas, but bhakti everywhere is glorified. And then there is the finally, it's called वैदिक तांत्रिक लाइक तंत्र शास्त्र देर आर सो मेनी तंत्रज बट देर इज भक्ति तंत्र इज ऑल्सो देयर देर आर सात्वत तंत्र सो द भक्ति तांत्रिक और वैदिक तांत्रिक और द डिवोटीज दे प्रमोट ओनली भक्ति बट आफ्टर दैट दोज पीपुल दोज डिवोटीज दोज मायावादीज दोज ज्ञानीज दोज अपसंप्रदायज दे अंडरस्टूड दे रेड लिटिल बिट सेक्शन ऑफ द वेदर्स दे प्रमोट डिफरेंटली लाइक द कुरान ओरिजिनल आई थिंक टेक्स्ट ऑफ कुरान इज नॉट अवेलेबल नाउ But those who read original Quran, they say there is no cow killing mentioned in the Quran. It is nonsense that Muslims are killing cows in the name of dharma. It is lunatic, ridiculous. So, the original version of text is not there. That's why the sages in the Naimisharana assembled for the 1,000 year sacrifice to elevate themselves to heaven, sarva prapti. They are saying, bhurini bhuri karmani, shratubhyani vibhagasa. There are so many branches of karmas, bhurini bhuri karmani, shratubhyani vibhagasa. There are so many subjects for hearing. But, jat saram, what is the gist of the all these Puranas, please tell us. And immediately, Suta Goswami, he glorified them, is a sadhu prishtvayam. Very nicely asked the question. All the questions are very nicely asked by Shonuka Rishi, who is heading the 60,000 sages in Naimisharana. He said, why Krishna sang prishta? Because all the questions are related to Krishna. They ask 6 questions. And 6 questions are all about Krishna's, you know, pastimes. So he said, Obhidheya nam bhakti. Hari bol. Bhakti is Obhidheya. Prem prayojan. Purusharta shiromani. Prem mahadhan. Dharma artha kama moksha. This is purusharta. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prema Pumartha Mahan. Then Mahamadhan, Mahaprem, Pumartha, Purushartha is Prem, Krishna Prem. And why Prem Prayojan? Because Krishna is Rasaraj, Rasika Shekhar. Jeev is his Angsha. So what he needs? If your food is some food is very favorite and I give different food like you like sweet and I give you karela you don't like or neem so we don't like something when we don't like it and given to us and what we like it is not given. So the taste for the living entity is being degenerated or being distracted because of the contaminations of the material nature. Purusha prakritistha bhungte prakritidan gunan. So different taste like Prabhupada said, when I was flying one time, someone was eating some hog's intestine. Some dishes made with hog's intestine. And he was enjoying very nicely, but it was obnoxious to see. Like someone said, if you go to Singapore and you land in Singapore airport, immediately what you actually smell? You smell the cockroach chips. They catch all the cockroach and they fry and pack like Haldiram's bhujia. You know, and the air host, she said, as immediately you go out of the airport, immediately smell the fried chips of cockroach. So, bhungte prakritijan gunan. Why? Guno sangasya. Sadasat jani janmasu. And in Singapore, China, what is the favorite dish, you know? The crocodile's belly. थोड़ा सा कट के उसको फ्राई करके डिश बना देंगे, जैसे इधर रोस्टेड चिकन, रोस्टेड मटन, उधर रोस्टेड क्रोकोडाइल बेली इज वेरी एक्सपेंसिव डिश. को पीछे तो काटा काटा खा नहीं सकता है, वो पेट से खाते हैं क्रोकोडाइल बेली. सो आवर टेस्ट ओरिजिनली इज कृष्ण प्रेम. But by the contamination of material nature, we came in a condition, we want cockroach chips. Belly of crocodile. Hog's intestine. And bheja fry. The baby, those who are aborted in the hospital, they sell. So 2 months baby, 3 months baby is a whole fried on the stove. तो उसका जो ब्रेन है वो भेजा फ्राई वेरी टेस्टी. द एबोर्टेड चाइल्ड 2-3 मंथ्स बेबी उसको पूरा फ्राई किया जाता है. सो दैट्स इज टू लेगेड एनिमल लाइक यू इट फिश. आई हैव ईटन लॉट ऑफ फिश. So fish means what? Is said sarvabhuk. Because you throw hog's body, dog's body, stool, animal body, buffalo body, cow body, you spit, immediately fish eat. And somebody has got some sores in the feet, on the body. You go in the water to take bath, immediately they come to eat your wounds, your itches, your sores. And we are eating that fish. That means we are also sarvabhuk. Humne gai khaya, humne suar khaya, humne bhais khaya, humne bakra khaya, bakri khaya, murgi khaya, medak khaya. Sabka mangs khaya. Kyu? Because hum fish khaya. So, one person, one boy, in the youth forum class, he asked in Chopati, his friend in the base, and he said, his friend, don't smoke. Smoking is bad. You are like animal. So, bola koi animal kabhi smoke karta hai kya? Show me any animal who smokes. So, because usko animal bola, you are like animal. You are smoking. बोले मुझे एनिमल बोल रहे, यू शो मी एनी बॉडी, एनी एनिमल, एनी क्रीचर हु स्मोक्स. सो दैट मीन्स यू नो ही हैज टू स्मोक मेड फॉर इच अदर फोर स्क्वायर. सो दिस टेस्ट ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटी इज ओनली कृष्ण प्रेम. दैट इज पुरुषार्थ शिरोमणि. धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष वेयर इज not wanted. Like it is said, if somebody tries to go to the heaven and become Indra, it said, Vidhi Mahendra the Kitayate. I think to become Indra and Vidhi, Brahma, is like becoming insects. Tridasho akaro akasho pushpayate. Shri Shri Radharaj Bhari ki jaye. श्री श्री गौनीता श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की जय. त्रिदश आकाश पुष्पायते. त्रिदश मीन्स 30, थ्री मीन्स 3 एंड दश मीन्स 10. सो 10 इंटू 3 30, बट देर 33, इससे 33 करोड़ देवता. इसे त्रिदश पूरब द एबोर्ड्स ऑफ द 33 crores of demigods, is akasha pushpayate. I think it is as a phantasmagoria. Akasha pushpa. like it was a ghorat dim. If something, somebody says, well, ghorat dim. Bengal mein bahut bolta hai. Ghorat dim means ghode ka anda. To ghode to kabhi anda deta hi nahi. This is a ghorat dim. Matlab, it's not true. This is akash pushpayate. वो 33 करोड़ देवता लोगों का अवार्ड मुझे मैं क्या समझता मालूम है फैंटेसमैगोरी है आकाश पुष्प कि उधर है नहीं हो एंड कैवल्यम नरक आयते दिस धर्म अर्थ काम एंड देन मोक्ष अरे मोक्ष को ये लोग बहुत मानते हैं मोक्ष लाइक समबडी डिड सो मच सिनफुल एक्टिविटी एंड ही डाइड एंड द सन Very nicely, he makes an invitation letter for his Shraddha, father Shraddha and says, Ganga Prapti, Sarga Prapti, Sargiya. Aro gaya kaun sa narak mein humko malum nahi, itna badmash tha, itna sharab pite the, itna logo ko ullu banaya apna business mein. Ganga Prapti, Sargiya. So, it's not like that you just write on your invitation letter for your father Shraddha. Sargya, he goes to Sargva. No. But, moksha even, to become free from the material designations, material inebrities, material bondage, you go to Brahmajyoti and become one with Brahman. Sajujya Mukti. That's called Kaivalya. So, the Kaivalyam Narakayate. I think it is going to hell to get free from the material nature and become merged in the effulgence of Brahman. Whom it happens? Who can think? Like Jamanacharya, he is saying, when I think of associating women about sex life, I spit on that thought. So, kon thuk sakte sex life ke thought ke upar? जो जमुनाचार्य के प्लेटफॉर्म में आया भक्ति में वो थूक सकते हैं लाइक यू आर टेकिंग गुटका नाउ यू थिंक अबाउट गुटका यू थूक क्या है गुटका तो इनको गुटका जैसे स्त्री संघ के ऊपर जैसे थूकता है ये कोई बोलम ना रखा थे देन व्हाट आई वांट टू से विधि महेंद्र तो किटाया थे जत कारुण्य वैभवम बाय हूज ग्लैंड्स ऑफ मर्सी द साइड ग्लैंड्स गौरम तम स्तुमह और नमामि आई ऑफर माय हम्बल प्रोस्टेट ओबेसेंसेस टू चैतन्य महाप्रभु द सन ऑफ मदर शशी बाय हूज साइड ग्लैंड्स ऑल दीज थिंग्स हैपन That's it. Gauranger Chaitanyar Katha, Dayar Katha, Karho Vichar, Vichar Korile Chitte Pave Chamatkar. Prabhupada said ISKCON is not dug-dugi. In one place is not cinema. Do you think this is cinema? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite Asijato Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Haivamar Nam. Do you think it is cinema show? No, you have to make devotees, you have to cultivate devotees, you have to teach them how to do, this is Abhidhya, and then take care of the devotees, and do the preaching, do the book distribution, do deity worship. So it is not cinema show. Prabhupada said, I did not come to America to dance naked like Rajneesh. So Prabhupada said, people give me so much credit. स्वामी जी आपने क्या किया आपने क्या मिराकल किया मेरा मिराकल क्या है व्हाट इज माय मिराकल आई टॉट द बॉयज हाउ टू लर्न अ आ क ख इन संस्कृत आई टॉट डिवोटीज हाउ टू डू डीटी वर्शिप आई टॉट डिवोटीज हाउ टू रीड स्टडी श्रीमद् भागवतम दिस इज माय मिराकल एंड इफ यू वांट टू गिव मी एनी क्रेडिट That is only that I try to present this Bhakti Yoga without any adulteration, without any motives. Not like the ex-president What is his name? Doctor? Radhakrishnan. Krishna means this, Pancha Pandava means this, Kurukshetra means this. Prabhupada said, no. As a Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita as it is. So he said, it is my credit, it is my miracle. I tried to present Bhagavad Gita without any adulteration. Like Bankim Chandra, he wrote something about Radhakrishna Leela, and on the front page was Radharani naked. And he said, Bankim Chandra also, one of the barristers, like C.R. Das in British period, very high position. So devotees, they understand the Swarupa. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was the most learned person of that time, these two brothers. They knew six languages, Parsi, Urdu, Sanskrit, Bengali, other. So, and very high position, Taktva Turnam, Ashesha Mandalapati Shrenim. So in that position, when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what you said, I'm coming from Bengal, I'm the finance minister of Nawab Hussain Shah. No, he's saying, Ke ami kene more jareta potroy, iha nahi jani ami kaise hito hoy, kise hito hoy. And then he's saying, Grammo babohare kohe pandit, shatta korimani. सब लोग मुझे पंडित है आप पंडित जी हम भी मानते हैं हम पंडित है फिर हम नहीं जानते किसे हिताहित है चैतन्य महाप्रभु जीवेर स्वरूप है नित्य कृष्णदास कृष्ण तटस्थ शक्ति भेदाभेद प्रकाश सो एज आई टोल्ड यू व्हाट इज भेदाभेद कृष्ण पूर्ण बट इट इज अपूर्ण सो भेद कृष्ण ईश्वर Jiva Ishitabhya, controlled and controller, Ved. Krishna Chit, Jiva Chit, Abhed. Krishna Anu, Krishna Vibhu, Krishna Jiva Anu, Ved. So there are so many ways we can understand the Veda Ved Tattva. And it is Tatastha Shakti. Tatastha Shakti means, you understand Tatastha Shakti? So there are different shaktis of Krishna's. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shriyate. So tatastha shakti, one of the parasya shakti. Antaranga shakti, bahiranga shakti and in between tatastha shakti. Like if you go to the beach, the ocean, the beach and in between there is a final line. Idhar pani aata hai jab tak. Usko tat bolte. But tat is not permanent. When there is a lot of force of the water, thought cuts and thought comes this way. When there is less water, us taraf ja raha hai pani, thought barta hai. Similarly, the living entity on the marginal position, when they want to serve Krishna, unka tatastha swabhav nahi rata hai. It becomes mukta jiva. When jiva wants to enjoy and sees this way, jiva is like a big fish and can swim across the ocean. Sometimes they go to Australia, Thailand, Bangkok and come India again. And go to Dubai and India. So you can go to Dubai and Bombay, Dubai and Bombay. So it's a big fish can swim like that. Ubhe sancharanti. Ubhe means both the banks. Sancharanti means can swim. So the living entity, the Baddha Jivas, two kinds of Jivas. Shuddha Jivas and Baddha Jivas. Shuddha Jivas has no understanding about the material nature. Baddha Jivas, the fallen living entities, they see both the sides. So they can see the material nature and then want to enjoy Krishna Bhuliyaji Bhagavan Chakare. So that's why said, কৃষ্ণের তটস্থ শক্তি কৃষ্ণ ভলি সেই জীব অনাদি বহির্মুখ অতএব মায়া তারে দেয় সংসার দুঃখ হোয়াট আই এম সেইং দুঃখ ক্যা হ্যায় ইউ আর এ স্পিরিট সোল ফুল্লি জয়ফুল unlimitedly enjoying with Krishna in his pastimes, then you fall here in the material nature and you get a different designations. So first designation is, I am this body. That is one covering. It's called Linga Sharir, subtle body. And there is another covering is Chula Sharir, gross body. In Linga Sharir, you only think I am Bhokta, I am enjoyer. Krishna Bhuli is Bhagavancha Kare, the Bhagavancha Udhar Se Aya, Ichha Desha Samuttena. So that's the, in the subtle body. Then in gross body, I am Brahmin, I am poor, I am rich, I am king, I am having so many diseases, I am husband, I am wife of such and such a person. This is actually gross designations. So there are three designations. First, Jiva, then Sthula Sharir, Sukshma Sharir, and then Sthula Sharir. So, this living entity in different designations is thinking in different way for different subjects of his enjoyment. Chitram bahu bahuitat. Chitram badayata. Chitram means differently. Talks about differently, thinks about differently, does about differently. Chitram. Someone sings Madhavatva Jagat Vichitra. Tava Pada Vismriti Amara Jantrana Bhrami Bhavavana Majo Madhava Tua Jagat Vichitra. Oh my Lord Madhav, your world, your material nature is full of variegatedness, suffering and enjoying. There is no enjoying, only suffering. But we are thinking sometimes when there is no, there is absence of suffering, it is understood as enjoying. When you have money, we have nice relatives, a nice bungalow, everything, you think you are enjoying. But even if you are having Rolls Royce, you cannot drive in Bombay. Rolls Royce means what? You should go fast. And when you are sitting in the Rolls Royce, you don't understand that you are actually going on 150. But here you cannot drive only. Every 2 seconds there is a traffic. Rolls Royce. But he is happy because he is having Rolls Royce. But when you buy Rolls Royce and people are in the traffic, everybody is watching, kitna black money iske paas hoga, Rolls Royce ghum raha hai. So he actually, everybody is envious. So traffic means jab dekhte hai aapko Rolls Royce mein. Sometimes we get opportunity to sit on a Rolls Royce. When you go with Guru Maharaj, somebody came to pick up. So I mean, sab log dekhta rehta hai. Ale lal ka prabala taklu Rolls Royce mein baitha hai. Are devotee sitting on the Rolls Royce. To bike mein apun baat kar raha kya hai? Yaar iskan wala bahut paisa hai ye log bas. So he doesn't know actually nonsense that it is not our Rolls Royce. It is some, our friend came to pick up Guru Maharaj to drop in the temple. So, but what is the Rolls Royce? Like sometime, Prabhupada was having a program first time in Australia, in a hall. And they're all drug addicted boys and girls came. And Prabhupada went into there, I think in Rolls Royce. And when Prabhupada was going, in the program they were never attentive. They're doing all halla gulla. So Prabhupada, when coming out, he sat in the Rolls Royce. The boys and girls are kicking on the Rolls Royce with boots. So Prabhupada said, this is the last open program. No more open program like this. Because 2 times happened in America and 3rd time in Australia. Prabhupada said, this program we don't need. Take money, $2, $1, go inside. So, even people, they become so envious. Swami ji ki Rolls Royce mein baitha hai. There is one person in South African Cape Town. He has 3 Rolls Royce, 3 Lamborghini, 3 Ferrari, 3 Audi, 3 Hammer. Like that, all the costly cars, 3, 3, 3, 4, 4, like that. So one day somebody asked him, what do you do with all these expensive cars? You cannot drive them one day at a time. It is like toys for me. So people, like sometime on somebody says, all the big castles in America are the monuments of their unlimited desires. So living entity, they get this linga sharir, sthula sharir. Then I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya, all this. Then kshut, pipasa, thirst and hunger. And then pains, then relative dies. Then you try to earn money in all asad upayana, arthuparjana, by all duplicate ways, donambari, dhanda. Then you are sometimes caught because of your scam, and people gives you so much race as a kiya, paper mein aa gaya. So defamation, punishment by the government. So all these things happens. Then you become old. And in old age, so much pain because of vata, joint pain. And because of mesha, because of mucus. And then nobody cares for you. Nobody cares for you. And they try to send you to Vrindavan or Mayapur to make you old age home. And they want to squander your bank balance. Now, Papa, aap thoda ghumke aaye na? To Papa, aap thoda ghumke aaye na? And then sometimes they plan to give him poison. To ghumne ke liye jata hi nahi. And then 2-3 brothers, they have a meeting. Kaise unka paisa ko loot sakta hai? So, this way, the person sometimes commits suicide. Like, Bena was so nasty son. So, his father, I think, committed suicide. Who's Bena's father? Kamal Krishna Prabhu? Ben ka pita ji ka naam kya tha? Agnidra. No? Anga. Huh? Agnidra. Anga. Agnidra was a good king. So, Anga, he committed suicide. So, similarly, when you get this kind of sons and daughters who are planning to kill you at the old age, or put you out in the old age home, so much sad. So that's why it says, Shito Atapa Vato Borishana Edino Jamini Jagire. Shito Atapa, in this midst of winter, and Atapa in the midst of summer, I have worked so hard, so hard. Divasa Jamini, night and day. Somebody is working 10-12 hours, goes to the office at 10 o'clock, comes at 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night. So, working at least 10 to 12 hours in the office. Then coming home completely fatigued, frustrated, morose. So, Divasa Jamini. Jagire. Then it says, the first line of Itheki Ase Parotitire, Edhano Jovana, Putra Purizana. Edhan, you accumulated your money in so many ways, and Jovana, your youth, is gone. Ite ki ase parotiti re. Parotiti bane pratiti. There is no, I mean, you cannot believe in your youth and in your opulence, your property, your bank balance. Ite ki ase parotiti re. E dino jamini jagire. Raat jag jag ke hambra. That's why it says, bhajo hure mana. Srinanda nandana. Abhaya charanarvindare. Abhaya, if you want, like it says, niha vikramanashasthi pratyabhayana vidyate, salpam apiyasya dharma satrayate mahato bhayat. What is the mahabhaya? He says, if you want abhaya, then take shelter of the abhaya charanarvinda, nandanandan. Ashoko abhaya amrita adhar tomaro charanodaya. তাহাতে এখনো স্বর্ণ লোভিয়া ছাড়েনু ভবের ভয়ে অশোক ইফ ইউ টেক শেল্টার অফ কৃষ্ণা দেন ইউ উইল বি অশোকা বিকজ ইউ আর অলওয়েজ শোকগ্রস্ত ফুল অফ ল্যামেন্টেশন দ্য ল্যামেন্টেশন উইল গো অ্যাওয়ে অভয় অভয় চরণারবিন্দ আওয়ার প্রভুপাদ সো ইফ ইউ টেক শেল্টার অফ নন্দনন্দন আর শিল প্রভুপাদ You will be given shelter, the permanent shelter in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna, Guru Vaishnava, Tadero Charano Sebi, Bhakta Sanevas, Janame Janame Mor, Ei Obhilas. Life after life I want to be in their association. So, Ashoka Abhay Amrita Adhar. Amrita Adhar means, is full of nectar. But we are full of poison. Bisho khainu. Gurapuhu nabhojya moinu. It says, paya ratana dhana helayo harainu. I have got the treasure, the very costly jewel in my hand, the golden form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gorapahu, the dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association, shelter. But Nabhojiya Moinu, I am dying or I have died. Premo Ratana Dhano, Helayo Harainu. ये चैतन्य महाप्रभु इस प्रेम रतन धन अभी एक मूवी निकला शाहरुख खान नॉट शाहरुख खान सलमान खान आई थिंक प्रेम रतन धन पायो प्रेम रतन धन पायो सो दिस इज नॉट प्रेम रतन धन पायो इज काम रतन धन पायो सो प्रेम रतन धन ये चैतन्य महाप्रभु अवतार सार गोरा अवतार কেননা ভজিলি তারে অমৃত আধার তাহাতে এখনো স্বর্ণলোভিয়া ছায়ার চারিনু ভবের ভয় অশোক অভয় অমৃত আধার তোমারও চরণোদয় থ্রি থিংস ইউ গেট অশোক ইউ গেট অভয় অ্যান্ড ইউ গেট অমৃত অ্যান্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু is the unique gift, unique boon for the people, mass of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is full of faults, and Prabhupada said that that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he glorified the holy names, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Param Vijayate. Let there be all glory to Sri Krishna Sankirtan, chanting of the congregation holy name. Why? Which chanting? What happens? Is Koidava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidya Bodha Jivanam, Anandam Udivardhanam, Purnamrita Shadhanam. So all this happens simply by chanting. But first what happens? Chetadarpana Marjanam. We have to first cleanse our heart. all the kaam, krodh, lobh, moho, mado, matsarjya. So the cleansing process happens by obhideya process, that is shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, archanam. So by shravanam and kirtanam, what happens? Cleansing process happens. And cheto darpanam arjanam, then bhavo mahadabagni nirvapanam. Then bhavo mahadabagni, the samsara dabagni, the samsara vishanala, the same thing told in different way, is a forest fire. Samsara dabanal or bhavo mahadabagni. Dabagni means, and dabanala means same, forest fire. Nirvapanam. Then Kaurava Chandrika Vidaranam. The blessing rays from the moon shines on the living entity's heart. Krishna Nam Dhare Katabal. Karna Randhra Pathodiya Hridimadhi Prabhushya Borishaya Shudha Anupam. So that Primamrita will come by chanting the holy name. ইহা হইতে সর্বসিদ্ধি হইবে সবার তোমার সর্বসিদ্ধি উইল বি অ্যাটেন্ড হোয়াট ইজ সর্বসিদ্ধি অল সিদ্ধি উইল বি অ্যাটেম্পড বাই অনলি নামাপরাধ অ্যান্ড নামা ভাস সিম্পলি বাই চ্যান্টিং নাম অপরাধ ইউ বিকাম দ্য ইনহ্যাবিটেন্টস অব ডেমিগডস বাই চ্যান্টিং নামাপরাধ ইউ গো টু ডেমিগডস অ্যান্ড ইউ বিকাম রিচ পার্সন ইন দ্য মেটেল ওয়ার্ল্ড. You become rich by chanting Namaparad. And you go to Vaikuntha by Namabhas. Like Ajamil's history is cited by Prabhupada here. Ajamil chanted Namabhas. And he didn't chant Narayana. He chanted his son. But because he was little pious in his previous youthhood and childhood, forcibly that thought of Narayana came. The Narayana son didn't come in the mind. Only the name came Narayana. But who came? Because of pious deeds. Before getting the Prabhupada said, he separated himself by the bad association and sinful activity. Before this bad association with the prostitute, he was very pious. That's why Krishna Narayana forced himself to come in his remembrance. We are not Ajamila. It's not easy to get what Ajamil got. So Namabhas took him to Vaikuntha. Not immediately, after some time. And by Shuddhanam you get Krishna Prem, which is Prema Pumartha Mahan. So the glory of Sankirtan, chanting Sankirtanam is by chanting one gets the real treasure what for living entity is traversing throughout the 14 planet systems life after life. Brahmando Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad by Bhakti Lata Bij. So this Bhakti Lata seed is given. It says familiarity makes one, or familiarity actually leads to lack of gratitude. So familiarity means asane se Harinam mil raha hai, asane se Hare Krishna mil raha hai, asane se Prabhupada to mil raha hai, asane se DT ko dekhne ke liye mil raha hai. So it should not be taken cheaply. So that familiarity will bring us to the position of lack of gratitude. So we have this treasure, it should not be dropped unknowingly, uncautiously. We have to, that's why it says, na patet turnam jateta onumrittu javat. Before dying or as long you don't die, turnam jateta, you have to endeavor to get Krishna Prem or cross over the material ocean. Na patet, there should not be any, like we got it very easily, then we will leave it very easily. No. That's why it says the philosophy without devotion is mental speculation, and your devotion without philosophy is sentiment. So it should not be sentiment. It should be with philosophical understanding. Siddhanta boliya chitte na kara alos. Ya hoyte Krishna lage sudrira manas. We have to understand. Sorry, I'm out of time now. Okay, on time. I stop here. Any questions there? One or two?
You can ask.
Yes. Mukesh Babu. Yes, sir.
For devotee, when he leaves the body, Vishnu Duta come to escort them to spiritual planet, and sinful people, when they leave the body, Yam Duta comes. Yam Duta.
When Yam Duta comes to?
Sinful people. For sinful people, Yam Duta comes.
Yeah.
For devotee, Vishnu Duta comes. So those who are qualified for heaven and moksha, who comes to escort them?
No, first the if Jamdutas come, even the Jamdutas come, the punishment will be different, or may not be punishment. He may be worshipped in Jamloka.
What?
He may be worshipped if his devotee, if he is eligible to go higher planets, he may be worshipped by Jamdutas, like Ajamila was worshipped. Ajamila was told not to take. So even Jamdutas are told by Jamraj not to go to the place where devotees, they chant Hare Krishna, put Tilaka, follow the principles. Similarly, some devotee, he may not be qualified to go to Vaikuntha. He may be qualified to, because there is Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Yoga Mishra Bhakti. So there are so many differences of categories of bhakti. So according to his category, he may for some time go somewhere in heavenly planets. So there Jamaraj has nothing to do. But Vishnu Dutas, normally they come to carry in the airplane, in the transcendental Vimana, to take him to Vaikuntha.
So somebody
like devotees die, Jamaraj doesn't treat, because he's one of the Mahajanas. Jamaraj is one of the Mahajanas. He is one of the authority. He is a pure devotee. So he doesn't treat a devotee like he treats other people.
No. Suppose somebody is qualified to enter heaven. Who will come to escort them to heaven?
No need escorting. Directly the soul can go. He can go directly.
They go directly.
Yeah, you don't have to escort.
No escort. For moksha, eligible people?
Directly. Yeah.
No escorting?
No.
Only for sinful people?
It's sarvaga. Sarvaga, sarvagata. Sthanu rachalayam sanatana. That sarvaga means it can go anywhere at any time.
Yogi. That is yogi.
No need yogi. The living entity. Living entity can travel in the speed of light. Very fast. Like, who escorted Khatanga Rishi? He had, I think, few seconds. Immediately he transferred to the Vaikuntha. Who escorted Durvasa Muni after he was in trouble by the chasing of Sudarshana? He flew immediately to Vaikuntha. Biman didn't come. So you don't need excursion for all that time. That is for like sinful people to give him punishment, because he doesn't want to go to Jamloka to get the punishment. And for Vaikuntha people, he comes to just welcome them, to give them proper respect. like Prahlad Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he stepped on the death personified and he climbed onto the Pushpam and the Biman. So it is a welcoming, it is a worship for the devotees, and Jamaraj comes to give punishment. But even somebody is not welcomed by Pushpam Biman or the Vishnu Dutas, Jamdutas came and took him there. Like Krishna, he chastised Varuna. What is the son of my guru? Please return. Play mera sath nahi hai. Where is koi panchajanya karke ek kans hai, unhone unko swallow kiya. Oh, and there panchajanya, it is, he killed the panchajanya and then it is not there. Then he went to Jamloka. Jamloka, he was not punished by Jamdutas. He was kept there. Immediately Jamaraj returned his Guru Bhrata, the son of his spiritual master Sandipani Muni. So the living entity may sometimes go to Jamloka, but their treatment will be different than the sinful people. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Yeah, Pancharatna Prabhu.
This Anga Maharaj left to forest, some unknown place, or he suicide?
He went to the forest in?
Unknown places. There, this others, his citizens, they are not able to find. They cannot find.
I couldn't get.
Means you told that Anga Maharaj is suicide. It is really suicide, or he went to some unknown place?
Who suicided?
Anga Maharaj. Anga Maharaj. Bena's father.
Bena's father.
Anga Maharaj, yes. He went to some unknown places. Means
okay.
Some forest or something like that.
Okay.
But you told that he is suicide.
Maybe one story I'm mixing with another one. I'm not exactly sure that whether he suicide. So you said he just left the kingdom and gone away. Okay. Okay. So Pancharatna Prabhu corrected that I said Vena's father, Anga, being very much disturbed by his son, committed suicide. Pancharatna Prabhu said no. He didn't commit suicide. He went to forest, some unknown place, nobody has seen him, giving up his kingdom. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.